Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the sixth day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'ubar, v'hayavam, v'ha'erisin, v'ha'cheresh, uven teshashonim v'yamechad, poislin v'loi machilin. An unborn child, a yavam, that's the brother of the deceased, and erusin, if there was only kiddushin done, not consummation of the marriage, not chuvin and marriage, and a person who is married to a cheresh, that's a person who cannot speak or hear, whose kiddushin are not min haTorah but midrabbanan, and someone who is a boy who is only 9 years of age, who lives with a woman, all of these will render a daughter of a kohen unfit, disqualify her from eating truma. V'loi machilin, and they will not allow a Bas Yisrael who's married to a kohen or had any interaction with these people from eating truma. Let's explain. What does it mean by an uber? Will pasul her from eating truma in the house of her father? What it means is that if a Bas kohen got married to a Yisrael and at that stage she loses her right to eat truma and he dies and leaves her pregnant, even though the husband has died, but the fact that she's holding an uber, the fact that she's got a child inside her, will render her now unfit for eating truma in her father's house. How do we know that? Because the Torah says a bas kohen, when she will be a widow or a divorcee and come back to her father's house, she can eat truma, from which we learn kinuraho, if she comes back to her father's house as she was in her youth, meaning to exclude a case of pregnant woman. If she's pregnant from her Yisrael husband, even if the Yisrael husband has died, that's it, she cannot eat truma anymore. And, on the other hand, if we have a Bas Yisrael married to a kohen who could eat truma because she is acquired, she's an acquisition of the kohen, and just like the kohen can eat anything he acquires, can eat as well, so his wife can eat with him, truma. But he died, the kohen died, and left her pregnant. Do we say that the fact that she's got a little baby kohen inside her, will that help her eat truma? And the answer is no. Eino machil will not let her eat truma. And that's because it's based on a principle that we learned earlier on, yelud machil en ein yelud en machil, a child that's born to the woman, to a Bas Yisrael, who's a kohen, with her child is a kohen, that child will allow her to eat. But if it's not born yet, no, will not help her to eat yet. What is the case of the yavam, the case of the brother of the deceased? Let's say a Bas kohen, whose husband was a Yisrael, and he died, leaving no children. At that stage, you would think she can go back to how the father's house and eat truma. But there is a surviving brother who needs to do yivum or chalitza. So that yavam renders her unfit to eat truma. Why? Because the Torah says, when can a woman go back to her father's house when she's bratz kohen and eat? That's v'shova el beis aviha, when she goes back to her father's house, to exclude shemeres yavam, to exclude a woman who is waiting now. She's in the waiting for a yavam, for her husband's brother, to do yibum to her, or to do chalitza. So that's a case where he passels her. He just disqualifies a woman to eat truma, from eating truma. Then on the other hand, you have a Bas Yisrael who was married to a kohen. The kohen died, her husband died without children, and now the brother-in-law, who was also a kohen, even though she's waiting for him to now marry him or do yibum to her, it's not good enough for her to eat truma because of that. Why? Because the Torah says when a kohen acquires someone, then he can eat truma, that person that he's acquired. Kinyan kaspoy can eat truma. But the shemeres yavam, a woman who's waiting for her brother-in-law to perform the levirate marriage, she's not yet kinyan kaspoy, she's not yet his acquisition. She's waiting for that to happen. In the meantime, she's really only a kinyan of the deceased brother. And therefore, the brother's deceased, she can't eat truma now. What is erusin? What does that mean? Let's say a Bas Kohen had erusin, had kiddushin given to her by Yisrael. even though they haven't consummated the marriage with a chuppah and with living with her, nevertheless, she's already osa to eat truma, because he has acquired her, and he is a Yisrael. What about the other way around? A bas Yisrael who got kiddushin from a kohen, she cannot eat truma. Aye, why not? A kohen has acquired her. You just said that a kiddushin is enough for an acquisition. And the answer is, min haTorah, she can eat truma. The rabbis put a restriction, and they said no. They said that even though technically she is kinyan kasboi, she is now acquired by her kohen husband, he gave her a proper kiddushin, and she's an eshes ish min haTorah, but the chachamim came along and they said, we don't want her to eat truma until she has a chuppah. And there was a gezeirah here, there was a decree, a worry here, that perhaps if she's only had kiddushin, and in those days they used to stay in their father's house for something like 12 months until the marriage was consummated, we are worried that if she's allowed to eat truma now, she might give a bit of it to her brothers and to her sisters and to her family, because an arusa usually stays in her father's house and her family are Yisraelim. So because of this problem, they said, no, she cannot eat any truma. We were too frightened that she would give the truma to members of her family who are all Israeli. What does it mean in the case of a cheresh? He disqualifies her from eating truma and doesn't allow her to eat truma. Let's say a bas kohen got married to a Yisrael who's a cheresh, who cannot hear or speak. She's absolutely unfit to eat truma. Why? Min haTorah, a cheresh cannot make kiddushin. It's not recognized. So min haTorah, she's not acquired by Yisrael. She's still a bas kohen. Well, the answer is because midrabbanan, the chachamim said that a cheresh can do a kiddushin, midrabbanan. And therefore, as far as the rabbis are concerned, yes, she's acquired now by a Yisrael, who is a cheresh, albeit he's a cheresh. Nevertheless, a kinyan is done, midrabbanan, that's it. She's lost the right to eat truma. And on the other hand, a bas Yisrael who's married to a kohen who's a cheresh, cannot eat truma yet. Why? Because min haTorah, they don't recognize this kiddushin by cheresh. Min rabbanan, yes, but not min haTorah. And the Torah says, kinyan kasboi, only a kohen's acquisition who is properly acquired. So this cheresh, although he's a kohen, cannot min haTorah make a proper kinyan on the wife, so she can't eat truma yet. What's the case of a 9-year-old, that means he's fully 9 years old. A woman who had bia, who had lived with by a 9-year-old, he was osa to her. For example, he was a cholil or a halal or a mamzer. She becomes unfit from kohen and not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because that affair that she had with a 9-year-old makes her a zayna or a halala, and a zayna or halala cannot eat truma. Well, and on the other hand, the other way around, if it's a bas Yisrael who was married to a kohen who was only a 9 years old in one day, even though min haTorah we consider his penetration as a bia, it's a proper bia, he cannot make it eat truma because he cannot make a full acquisition. And since his acquisition is not called a kinyan gomor, therefore she's not properly acquired by a kohen, even though his bia does not allow her to eat truma because his kinyan is not, it's not a kinyan gomor. Similarly, a sofik, says the Mishnah now let's go on in the Mishnah. Sofik shehu ben tashashanam v'yamechad sofik shena. What happens if there was a child and we don't know if the child was 9 years old one day or not yet 9 years old one day? Or this could happen even if a 13-year-old child who may not be bar mitzvah because sofik hevi shtei saras, sofik lahevi. We're not sure if he's produced two big hairs or not produced two big hairs. In either of these cases, even though there's a sofik as to whether he can make kiddushin, in the case of the 9-year-old, we're not sure if he's 9 years old and therefore capable of having a bia, which is recognized as a bia. A 13-year-old, we're not sure if he's 13-year-old and therefore not sure if his kiddushin is a kiddushin. So, in either case, we say that if it's a Yisrael who is mekadesh abas kohen, even though we're not sure if it's a kiddushin or not, we say she's disqualified from eating truma. If he was a kohen, if the boy was a kohen, and was Mekadesh of Bas Yisrael. And this 13-year-old, who we're not sure is a fully, is really halachically an adult or not, because to be halachically an adult, the boy has to be 13 and has produced two pubic hairs. Since it's a suffix if he has or not at the time of Kiddushin, we have to worry that maybe he is an adult. And if he's an adult, any Yisrael, if he's an adult, and if it's a Yisrael who lived with a Bas Kohen, we have to worry that maybe his Kiddushin is a proper Kiddushin. She cannot eat Truma. And if the other way around, if it was a Kohen who's Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, we have to worry maybe he was not an adult. And if he's not an adult, then she cannot be acquired by him by doing a Kiddushin. He's considered a minor if he hasn't produced the two hairs. Nofal Habayis Olov Al Bas Ochiv. What happens if a house, a tragedy, fell upon him and his niece, who happens to be his wife? So let's give a case. Let's give an example. You have Reuven and you have Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries the daughter of Shimon, which is a niece. Perfectly all right. Let's call her Dina. Reuven marries Dina, the daughter of Shimon. And Reuven has another wife. Let's call her Devorah. So we've got two wives, Dina and Devorah. Dina is his niece, and Devorah is another woman, not related. Now, a tragedy occurs. A house falls upon Reuven and Dina, Reuven and his niece, who happens to be the daughter of Shimon. Now, Reuven dies, leaving behind Devorah, who was unrelated. Here comes along Shimon, and Shimon has to now wonder, who died first? And it's very important to know who died first. Let's explain. If Reuven died first, before his niece, then the halacha would be, Shimon has no obligation whatsoever of Yibum to either Dina or Devorah. Why? Because since Dina is his daughter, that immediately cancels, she's an Erevah to Shimon. That cancels any obligation whatsoever of Yibum. But not only does it cancel any obligation for Dina, but also Shimon's obligation to the other wife of Reuven, of his brother, namely Devorah, is also cancelled. As we've said so many times, an Erevah not only is potter from a Yibum, but the Tsoras Erevah, the other wife, is also potter. If, however, this is all if Reuven died first before his niece, but if the niece died first, then Reuven, then there would be an obligation for Shimon to do Yibum or Chalitza to Devorah. Why? Because at the time that his brother died, there was no Erevah here. The Erevah, the daughter had already died beforehand. Since the daughter had died before his brother, there was never a case where Devorah was a Tzoras Erevah. She was never at any stage a Tzoras Erevah, because when his brother died, there was only one wife left. What do you do in such a case? Says the Mishnah. There's only one thing they can do. Tzarasa chaletzes v'lo misya bemes. We, out of doubt, because there is a doubt as to whether she is obligated in Yibum or not, Devorah has to receive chalitza, has to do chalitza to Shimon, the brother, v'lo misya bemes. Cannot do Yibum, out of a suffix. Because if in fact Reuven had died first, then Chas v'Sholem, he's not allowed to do. Shimon can't do Yibum to Devorah at all, because she would be a Tzoras Erevah. Mishnah Hay. Ha'oynas v'hamefate v'hashoita lo'y poislim v'lo'y machilim. A Yisrael who forces or rapes a daughter of a Kohen, or seduces with consent a daughter of a Kohen, does not disqualify her from eating Truma. The other way around, a Kohen who rapes or has seduced a Bas Yisrael, even though he's a Kohen, he cannot make her eat Truma. These are not marriages. These are just having an affair, either forced a woman or not forced a woman, with consent, without consent. But there's no marriage here involved. There's no acquisition, therefore. And therefore, doesn't disqualify, and doesn't allow her to eat truma if it's a kohen that does it. What about a shoita? A shoita, who's a Yisrael, he marries a daughter of a kohen. He does not render her posel for meeting truma. Why? Because even the rabbis did not establish kiddushin for a shoita. It's a non-event, even if he marries a bas kohen. The bas kohen can go back to father's house and eat truma, no problem. Or she can still eat truma anyway. And the other way around, if that shoita was a kohen and married a bas Yisrael, he cannot allow her, he cannot give her the ability to eat truma. Again, because he cannot acquire anyone. He cannot acquire his wife. His acquisition is a non-event, even midrabanan, and therefore doesn't disqualify her. Doesn't give her the right to eat truma. She remains a bas Yisrael in terms of eating truma. No truma for her. Vim einam ru'uin lavo b'Yisrael. What happens if the person who lived with her, whether it's a shoita, whether it's a person who has oinas her, seduced her, or raped her, if he was someone who was not fit to marry the general Jew, a general Jewish girl, for example, he was a mamzer, hara elu poisling, they will pasel her from eating, and a bas kohen from kohuna. Why? Because she had bia was up to someone who was pasel to her. She becomes a zoina. Any woman who was lived with a person that was forbidden to her, she becomes a zoina. Ketzad, for example, this is an isur that is a general isur that applies to everybody, like a mamzer. Ketzad, let's explain. Yisrael Shabal Bas Kohen, says the Mishnah, Yisrael who lived with the daughter of a Kohen, either forcefully with consent, seducing, or a shoita, tochel batruma, she can still eat the truma. Why? Because there is no marriage. It's a person who was not married, living with a girl that's not married. There's no zoina relationship here. Ibra, if however he made her pregnant, lo tochel batruma, now she can't eat truma. Why? Because the fetus of a Yisrael, when the father was Yisrael, is enough to pasul her, disqualify for eating truma, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. Nechtach uber b'me'ah, what happens if the uber, the embryo, the fetus got cut up inside her, died, or the same thing would apply if she was stillborn, toichal, she can eat truma. Why can she eat truma? Because there's nothing to connect her with the Yisrael who lived with her. Kohen Shabal Bas Yisrael, now what are the other way around, a Kohen who lived with a Bas Yisrael, but it was not done as marriage, it was done either by Oinus or Pitoy or as a Shoita, Loi Toichal Betruma. That relationship is not going to be sufficient for her to eat Truma. Because, just because the Kohen lived with the Bas Yisrael does not make her a Kenyan. This doesn't make her a Kenyan. Ibra, what happens if the Kohen's affair with her made her pregnant? Lo toichal. Again, she cannot eat truma. Why can she not eat truma? Because the uber, the unborn child, does not make her eat truma. It's not sufficient for her to eat truma, even though it comes from a kohen. Yolda, if however she gave birth, toichal, then she can eat. Why? Because that child is a kohen, and he can make his mother eat, even though the father couldn't. And indeed, the Mishnah says that. The power of the child is greater than that of the mother, than that of the father. Why? Because the father could not make her eat truma because he didn't live with her as a marriage. She is not his kinyan, not acquired, not his acquisition. But the child that's born, for the moment that child is born and survives and lives, that's it. He can make her eat, even though it comes from a relationship that was totally not wedlock, totally born out of wedlock. Ha'eved poisel mishum bia. An eved kanani, non-Jewish servant, will disqualify by having bia. If he lives with the daughter of a kohen, that's it. She cannot eat. She cannot be married to a kohen anymore now, and she cannot have truma. Ve'enoi poisel mishum zera. But he will not disqualify eating because of, as a zera, as a child. And we'll explain what that means. The Mishnah is going to explain this. Ketzad. Bas Yisrael, if you have a Bas Yisrael who got married la Kohen to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen got married li Yisrael, the Yolda had been a ben and had a child from him,
V'holach haben, and that child goes, v'nichbash al hashifcha, and has an affair with a non-Jewish woman, a maidservant. V'yolda haben haben, and has a child from that non-Jewish shifcha, from that shifcha knanis. So we have a Jewish boy, a Jewish son, not marrying, but living with a shifcha. Of course, it's no marriage possible. Has an affair with her, and has a child. V'yolda haben haben, and has a child from that relationship. That child, Harize Eved, that's going to be a non-Jewish child. He's called an Eved Kanani. As the din is, a Vlad, a child of a Shifcha, is exactly like it. Now, let's look at the two possible cases. Hoysa Eim Oviv, Basi Solokoin. If the mother of the father of the Eved was a Bas Yisrael, the grandmother of the Eved was a Jewish, was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, and the husband, who was the Kohen, died, and the son died as well, but the grandson is alive. Normally, if there's a descendant of the Kohen alive, that allows the Bas Yisrael to eat, but not here. Lo tochel b'truma, she cannot eat truma. Why? Because who is that descendant? Who is that grandchild? That grandchild is not Jewish. That's the problem. Yes, biologically, that grandchild is a grandchild of a Kohen, but because his mother was a Shifcha, he's an Eved and not recognized as a Kohen at all. Therefore, she cannot eat Truma. The grandmother cannot eat Truma. Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, what about the other way around? He had a case where the mother of the father of the Eved was a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael, and the husband died, the Yisrael husband died, and the son died as well. And normally you would say, but there's a grandchild alive, and the grandchild is from a Yisrael, so maybe she can't eat truma. So Mishnah, no, total truma, she can eat truma. But why? There is a descendant of a Yisrael alive that connects her to a Yisrael. Answer, because the Eved is not recognized as a grandchild of the Yisrael. He's not Jewish. He basically, he's not considered the Zera of the Benah. So here we have the case where the Eved does not passel her from eating truma. She can still eat truma. Mamzer, poisel amacha. The mamzer will disqualify and will also allow a Bas Yisrael to eat truma, or a Bas Kohen from passeling from eating truma. Ketzad, let's explain. Bas Yisrael a Kohen. You had a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen. Or Bas Kohen Yisrael, or in the case of Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, the old Haman Abbas and had a daughter. V'holcha Habas, the daughter goes, v'nises l'Eved o'lagoy, and gets married to an Eved Knani, non-Jewish Eved, which is not really recognized as a Kiddushin. O'lagoy, or get married to a Goy, again, not recognized as a proper marriage. V'yolda min aben, and had a child from that marriage. Now, that child, according to Rabbi Akiva, and our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that child is considered a mamzer, haraz a mamzer. Again, the halacha is that the child is not a mamzer, it's kosher. But we're going now according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that holds that when there is a love, when there is a loisaseh, it'll produce a mamzer. Okay. So, here we have a child that is a mamzer. And it is the grandchild who is a mamzer. What happens if the mother of the mother, that's the grandmother of this child, of this mamzer, was a daughter of Israel married to a Kohen, even though her husband has died and her daughter has died? She can still eat truma, techel b'truma. Why can she eat truma? She can eat truma because of her grandchild that was born to her daughter, even though the grandchild was born to a Goy or to an Eved as a father, because a mamzer will allow her still eat truma, even though the child is mamzer, or at least according to Akiva calls him mamzer. Doesn't matter. His mother is Jewish, and the grandmother can eat truma. What happened the other way around? Bas Kohen Yisrael, if it was a Bas Kohen, got married to a Yisrael. The mother of his mother was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, and the husband and daughter died. Loi toichel b'truma. She cannot eat truma of the house of her father. Why? Because her grandchild is a mamzer, Jewish, and a Yisrael, and connected to the grandfather still, And that's what we mean by mamzer poisel, that a mamzer will disqualify sometimes a woman from eating truma. That's where she was a bas kohen, married to a Yisrael, and leaves a descendant who is Jewish, even though the father is a goy or an evet, or evet kanani.